Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 21st day of October, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is The Zionist Communist Insurgency Continues. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumri Ambith. Callers will be welcome later on in the program. We do ask that you maintain proper decorum as far as your language and try not to talk over other people on the line. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted when calling in until such time as they indicate to me they wish to speak. And by phone, you do that by pressing star 6, and on your computers, you would do it by clicking on the Ask Question button. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. We do remind you that we have a daily mail page on the website, pastordan.net, and that's where I try to put the bulk of the mail, of the news items that I come across on a daily basis. It's just too much to send out by email. I know a lot of folks like to get the urgent news items. It's easier, but you need to help me out and help yourselves, because the Yahoo, Comcast, Gmail, they're all making it more and more difficult to send out mail to groups of people. So as a backup to that, just go to the Daily Mail page once in a while and check it out. I put a bunch of stuff up there today. This stuff is happening so fast right now, folks. You really do need to stay on top of things. I don't know why anybody at this point in time would have a television on. I really don't. To me, it's an indicator, just like putting the dirty diaper on your face. I don't deal with people that wear them, to be honest with you. I don't want to deal with them. To me, it's an indication of no brains and no balls. And I understand that the corporate world is making it difficult because they're in collusion with the bankers and the government. And they're making it difficult to go into Babylon, to use their stores and everything else, unless you comply. But folks, think about this. If you don't resist putting a dirty, filthy diaper on your face, which is so obvious, it's all over the internet, it's all over medical journals, that diaper doesn't help anybody, the wearer or the people not wearing it. It doesn't help you. And yet you still put it on just so you can go to the restaurant, just go to the barber shop, go to the grocery store. What are you going to do in the very near future when they say you can't participate in these stores until you prove you're vaccinated, until you show me the mark? That's right around the corner. I hope you understand that. I mean, everything I read today, every video I watched today, it's as plain as the nose on your face. It's right around the corner. They're setting people up in other countries even worse than here. Take Canada and Australia, just for two. And so if you don't think it's coming here, you're crazy. So if you're not going to resist something as idiotic as a dirty diaper on your face, what are you going to do when it's much more serious? I have to ask the question. Now, for me, I know that it's difficult, okay? I'm not saying it isn't, but you have to mentally prepare yourself for the day that you're going to have to take a stand somewhere, or else you just give up and become part of the New World Order. You take the mark, And you trust that the book of Revelation has been lying to us about what happens to those that take the mark. That's where you're putting your trust. Now, you see, regardless of what the book of Revelation says, them claiming the right to be able to come into my home and force a vaccine in me, that's the end of the line. I don't even care what's in the book of Revelation. I don't even care if you're an atheist. We don't even need to go to the point of faith and scripture on this issue. This is basic human rights. This is basic humanity. Any group of people, whether you want to call them government, corporations, international bankers, medical institutions, any group of people who says to you they have a right to tell you what to put in your body and what to wear on your face, folks, you've given up your humanity. Do you understand what that means? I sometimes wonder if people really do. Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do your will, my Elohim God. Yes, your law is within my heart. A simple psalm, one sentence. How many people live it? How many people in your circle can you count on your fingers that live that one verse out of the book of Psalms, let alone the rest of the Bible? Just that one psalm, 40, verse 8. I delight in your will, my Elohim God, meaning Yahweh. I delight in your will. How many people even consider our Father on a daily basis? I can tell you most people don't. Yes, your law is within my heart. What is the heart, folks? The heart is almost, in fact, somebody was telling me the heart has more energy, more power even than our brains. And we know what the brain is quite capable of doing. And yet your heart is many times over that. That's why they used to say, what's in your heart, or it hurts my heart. They didn't say it hurts my brain. It's like who you are resides within your heart. Does that make sense? So the brain is very powerful, but the heart has a much higher calling as far as your spiritual and mental health than even the brain, believe it or not. Your heart. And what is the function of the heart? It pumps what? Blood. And what is blood? The life is in the blood. Isn't that what the book says? Life is in the blood. So pumping that blood around and doing it forcefully with a strong heart means a lot. It is your life, okay? Your brain power can dwindle somewhat, and you can still function, but you can't without the heart. You can't without the heart. Trust me, I know. I just lost my baby sister a little over a year ago, and it all had to do with the heart, okay? Take care of your health, folks. My dad told me that so many years ago. Danny, take care of your health, because no amount of money on this earth can replace it. A wise man, my father. So, like I said, what we see going on right now today is just unbelievable. We're going to talk about the insurgency. I hope everybody knows what that word means. For those that don't, let's look it up here real quick. Insurgency is an organized rebellion aimed at overthrowing a constituted government through the use of subversion and armed conflict. Now, who are the soldiers of these Zionist communists? Are they actual Zionists? Most of the time, not. They're funding it and they're leading it, but they don't do the actual fighting. They're like the Bolsheviks in Russia just 100 years ago. They funded it and they led it, but they actually got dupes in the white Russian population to go along with them, actually fight each other. It's really a shame, because the Russians realized too late that this was a Zionist Jew uprising in Russia. And so the white Russian military tried a counter-revolution, and that's why they murdered the Tsar and Tsarina, because the people were beginning to smell a rat. So they had to murder them, because they were getting ready to demand the monarch come back. So it's very similar also to what happened in Cuba with the Jew Castro, New York lawyer Jew Castro. He goes down there portraying himself as a conservative and for the rights of the people, and just like all communists, once they get in power, you find out that that's not what he's all about at all. So we're watching the exact same scenario. It's, again, if you don't study history, what is it? Oh, that's right. You're doomed to repeat it. We're repeating it right now in front of our eyes. It's amazing to me. For those of us that have been awake for a while, this is just utterly amazing. How many people have been talking about this for over 40 years that I am aware of? Some people much longer than that. But just in the 40 years that I have been beating the bushes and sounding the alarm, that people still don't get it. They're following their modus operandi, their agenda to a T. They haven't changed at all, folks. This is what's really incredible. I would have thought, along with many other identity teachers, that by now they would have come up with a much more sophisticated way to overthrow mankind. But I have to admit, it was ingenious to come up with a bogus virus pandemic that does not exist other than in the minds of the people through brainwashing and in the perpetrators of the coup over the American people and actually over the world right now. I have to give them credit. It was pretty ingenious. I would imagine that artificial intelligence actually came up with this plan. I don't think these Zionists are that smart. They're really not. They're brutal. They're cruel. They're psychopaths. But they're not really all that smart. That's why they have to get white people to do their dirty work, white people to do their designing, white people to invent things, and then they just steal it. Just like they stole the young teenage boy that came up with the picture tube, how to make the picture tube back in the early 1900s, how to make it work. None of the scientists, none of the professors could make it work, but a boy, young teenager out in Iowa, I think it was, out in flyover country, he figured it out. And when the president of RCA Records, a big fat Jew, stole it and was making movie cameras with the technology and did not want to pay this family for it, they took him to court. They won, and guess what the Jew did? He used 20 years of fighting it in court, paid lawyers to just keep it in court for 20 years until the patent ran out, and then he continued to make the cameras. That's how they do business. See, people want you to think they're smart. No, they're not smart. They're criminals. They're criminal geniuses, but they are not IQ geniuses as creative geniuses. No, they're not. They steal all of our stuff, okay? Albert Einstein, same thing, a plagiarist, a major plagiarist. But then again, he was a Jew, so the Jewish media holds him up, okay? Same thing with Sigmund Freud and all the rest of these quacks and shysters. They just steal from us and then take credit for it. And then because they own the media, and now especially they've got the most of the governments are in their pocket because of debt, because the bankers are all Jews. I mean, it's the same thing all over again. It's incredible to watch all this happen, and yet people just don't seem to get it. They really don't seem to get it. I want to read a quote from Taylor Caldwell's book, The Devil's Advocate. On the day when you again allow abominable men to confiscate your freedom, your money, your lives, your private property, your manhood, and your sacred honor, in the name of security or national emergency, you will die, and never again shall you be free. If plotters again destroy your republic, they will do it by your greedy and ignorant assent, by your disregard of your neighbor's rights, by your apathy and your stupidity. We were brought to the brink of universal death and darkness because we had become the most contemptible of people. and angerless, meaning people without anger or righteous indignation, an angerless one. Keep alive and vivid all your righteous anger against traitors, against those who would abrogate your constitution, against those who would lead you to wars with false slogans and cunning appeals to your patriotism. Now, Taylor Caldwell wrote this quite a few years ago, okay? It's not like this is something that just came out last week. She wrote that quite a bit ago, quite a few years ago. And it's amazing to me, many of her books have very wise quotes in them. You should possibly look her up and maybe obtain some of her books. But Taylor Caldwell, much a patriot, much a thinker, and she put a lot of things in her writings that are just plain common sense, much like the founding fathers. Okay? So again, I don't know. I'm almost beside myself. I really am. Now, I do want to apologize. My internet connection was toast. It wasn't here at the house. It was out in the yard and through the neighborhood. So somebody had messed up the wiring. So a good technician finally came out on Monday. And then, lo and behold, Monday night, I had food poisoning. So that took me out of the loop for about 18 hours. I'm going to tell you something, folks. My mom used to have a saying, if in doubt, throw it out, when it came to food in the refrigerator. Okay, if in doubt, throw it out. Okay, three times I didn't listen to my wise mother, and three times now I've laid in bed for 18 hours with gut-wrenching pain due to that to not listening to that wise advice. If in doubt, throw it out. Now, the good news is it will pass, even though you feel like you're going to die. And there's some common sense things to do, inexpensive things. And even though you feel like running to the emergency room, you just walk it out, is what my dad used to tell me, walk it out. So most of the night I spent pacing the floor because it was just too painful to lay in bed. But the thing of it is, it does pass, okay? Much like the pain we're going through right now, okay? This is painful. This is painful for anybody with a heart, anybody that cares about justice, anybody who cares about another human being. This is painful. Because it's so bloody obvious, that this is a outright communist Bolshevik Jewish Zionist overthrow of the world. It's not just a country now. They've got the technology, and they did it by stealing your tax dollars. And then after they got off of the gold and silver standards where they could inflate money, now they could create money out of thin air completely with no standard at all. And so they were able to generate digital dollars to the point they could buy up all the computers they needed, all of the research scientists and technicians they needed, all of the facilities and materials they needed, and all they had to do is tap on a few keys of the keyboard. You were bought without a price. That's what Scripture says. You were sent back to Egypt, back into bondage, without a price. That means for free. Why? Because all the Jew at the Federal Reserve has to do is sit there and tap on the keys on a keyboard, and they got all the money they need. It's really that simple. And so they bought the white goyim that do their bidding for them, the cops, the military. Everybody went along with it. People at DARPA, at NSA, all the rest of them, they went along with it. All the people in the universities and the research centers and the major hospitals, they all went along with it. Why? For the love of money. What is the love of money? Oh, that's right. The root of all evil. So the Jews, as the consummate criminals that they are, they came in as like a mafia, and there's several good books I've got about the Jewish mafia invading the United States. You don't have a government operating in this country. You have a mafia. Okay, it's dressed like it's still a government. It's got the window dressing of a government, but it functions as a mob. So if you read any books, and I've got several, again, you can contact me. I'll be glad to send them to you. Okay, all about the Jewish invasion from Ukraine and Russia to the United States, set up camp here, and with their ill-gotten gain and in cahoots with the mobsters in the bank who were already established, they were able to basically take over this country. And they made it look legit because they bought politicians, they bought Senate races, House of Representative races, district attorney races, etc. Much like Bloomberg, the Jewish ex-mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, is so apt to brag about. Okay, they don't even try to hide it now. George Soros buying up politicians, Bloomberg buying up politicians. Cuomo of New York is a kike. De Blasio of New York City is a kike. Okay, is there anyone doubting why they are draconian? Just like Stretchin' Gretchen up there in Michigan, another kike, ex-CIA, transsexual. I mean, talk about perversion. This is all in your face, all in your face. And we still have people standing around going, "Gee, Dan, what are we going to do? I just don't know what to do, Dan. This is just terrible." Yeah, it sure as hell is. It sure as hell is. And again, why is that? Because we forget, again, what the Bible says. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. We're real good at listening to sermons, listening to speeches, and all that stuff. But when it gets around to the doing part, we have a lot of trouble with that. We have had a lot of trouble with that. Part of it's because of the fluoride in the water. That's part of it. The chemicals, the male subverting of the male authority within our society and raising up of the female, which the female, of course, is very anti-violence, very pro-government, pro-order, pro-whoever gave them their job is what they'll be, pro. And trust me, I saw this in the military when they started bringing females in. I saw it in the power industry when females started coming in. The females typically, and again, I know I might step on a few toes, but come on, ladies, you're like a fish out of water. When you put you into combat positions or in the military, you're out of water. And when you put you into maintenance and operation of major industries like giant electrical power plants, you're out of water. You're out of your league. But they give you the job because the Jews took over with political correctness and affirmative action. And so women were given these positions and then are artificially lifted up as if they know what the hell they're doing. No, they don't. And why do they do that? Why do they do that? Because the woman, knowing that she doesn't know what the hell she's doing, at least subconsciously, she gives her allegiance to whatever sycophant gave her the job. And if it isn't a Jew directly, some Jew up the chain has given down the order through the corporation to, you get brownie points if minorities or women are put into positions. I saw it. Don't tell me that isn't what happened. I saw it. I saw it. And it's typical what happens. The minorities and the women, they will suck up to whoever gave them the job because they know they didn't deserve it over a much more qualified white guy. And people will say, "Oh, Diane, you're just a racist." Oh, really? Why? Because I'm telling you the truth? Look, anybody listening to the program, you know damn well what I'm saying is true. You've seen it. It might hurt your feelings, okay, but it's still true, okay? Am I your enemy because I bring you the truth? I can't remember who said that, but that's a good quote. So what we're watching, all of this shenanigans, all of it, everything you see being played out right now is a push for exactly what the book of Revelation lays out, whether you want to believe it or not. It's kind of funny. It's like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Okay, a lot of these so-called think tanks and universities and all. Oh, that's a forgery. And so as soon as you hear that, you're supposed to go, oh, well, it's not true. But isn't it funny that in the protocols, everything that's going on was laid out and they're following it. And the same could be said of the book of Revelation. They're following it. They're following it. Probably they know it better than most of the people listening to this program. And they're following it. Lockstep. Lockstep. So economically, what's happening? They're destroying the middle class. And here again, if you were to have done like I did back in the 1980s and early 90s, I started buying books from the John Birch Society. And there were a lot of people saying, oh, you're a Bircher, like that was bad. I said, what? What? John Birch was murdered by the communist Chinese in the 1940s. That's where the John Birch, do you even know that? I used to ask him, I said, do you know anything about John Birch? Because they used to say, you're a communist. If you don't love America, Dan, you're a communist. John Birch was murdered by the communists. John Birch was trying to get the truth out there. Have you ever read any of, them Birchers, you know, they told us that in school, them Birchers, you know, they're just anti-American, you know, they're just a bunch of racists, blah, 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 just showing our ignorance. Well, I'm glad that I was raised by a mother and father that told me to honor the truth, and I went to school back when the churches still taught the truth, and I was told in Sunday school and all that we're to honor the living God by honoring truth, because he is the truth, the way, and the life. And so I never let that stop me. That's why I bought my own copy of Mein Kampf. I bought a lot of books that people said, don't read them. Really? Why not? Why not? Why can't I read anything I want? I thought this was a free country. And so I read a lot of the John Birch material, which they were trying to warn us then because they watched what happened in communist China. They were well aware of what the communists did in Russia, what the communists did in other countries of Eastern Europe. So they play by the same book, okay? That's why they tried to tell everybody. And it's playing out once again. What? Go read the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks. Every single plank is in place here, right now. It's been here. The next place is exactly what John Birch Society material said. They will try to eliminate the middle class. What's happening right now with this lockdown? Eliminating the middle class. Okay? It's also doing what? It's impoverishing the people. Now, when you take away people's middle-class mom-and-pop shop, who comes in and buys them up? Yeah, these same bankers with their digital dollars are buying up the businesses. Now, what else does that do? Well, first of all, it makes sure that all businesses will now comply with Zionist Central. So when Zionist Central says, well, they got to prove to us they have the mark of the beast. Do you think any of these corporate-run businesses are going to balk at that? No, because people want their jobs. So they take over the small business so nobody can go against the centralization command and control at the centralization point. And by impoverishing the people, when they come out with this new digital money and this one-world government issuing all this stuff, the average person's going to submit. The average person will submit. Because, as Christ said, how many can stand in that day? Who are the real overcomers? Who are the real overcomers? So you can see this being played out. Now, at the same time, I'm being told in some circles that there is a below-the-radar screen group of good people trying to turn all this around for the good of mankind. Well, at some point, our Heavenly Father is going to turn everything around. There's no doubt about that. I've never doubted that one bit. But that does not mean that what's going on right now is part of that. Not till I see who. I want to see faces, I want to see the names, and I want to see the glory given to our Heavenly Father. If I don't see those things, then I'm not going to trust it. Now, everybody listening can do whatever they want. I'm just telling you how I look at things. Until I see who's behind it, they come out from hiding, and I see all this is actually for benefiting mankind, I'm going to assume the worst. That's just the way I am. Okay? Like the old Boy Scouts used to teach. You prepare for the worst. Anytime you're up against a situation that could go one of two ways, you prepare for the worst. Just like the Bible says in Proverbs, a wise man sees disaster coming and prepares for it. Okay? Do you want to be a wise man or not? Now, the good news is, if I prepare for the worst, and these really are good guys doing good things, guess what? No harm done, is there? No harm done at all. I've got extra food. I've got weapons and ammunition, and I have made my mind up that I will die before I allow them to take my humanity. That's a big step, folks. I will lose fear because my Heavenly Father commanded that I not be afraid. The spirit of fear is not in the body of a believer. Just can't happen. Does it mean that I don't have concerns and things like, well, of course I do. Of course I do. I have a lot of people I care for and love in this earth, and I don't want to see anything bad things happen to them, and I also don't want to leave prematurely. I'd like to stick around and see grandchildren grow and things like that. However, nobody walking this earth is worth my humanity. Nobody walking this earth is worth me turning my back on my Creator. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. But again, that's a decision each one of us must come to on our own. Again, I pray that there are people that still have some kind of milk of human kindness in them, fighting to do good things on this earth. But the evidence I see day by day doesn't show me they're there. Instead, I see a complacent society, people still wearing these damn dirty diapers on their face, which shows that they are completely brain dead. Absolutely 100% brain dead. There was a good article that just came out talking about television and the technology used in especially these flat screen TVs. Okay? And I have noted that when I'm in somebody's presence in their house or whatever, and there's a television on, it's very difficult to have a conversation. It's almost like a tractor beam comes out, whether it's a computer screen, a TV screen, a tablet screen, anything that is broadcasting standard, what they call mainstream television programming. It's like a tractor beam. You cannot hold a conversation with an individual. So when I go to visit people, I tell them first thing, if you want to have a conversation with me, shut that goddamn thing off, because I'm not going to talk to you. So you make up your mind. You either shut it off or I leave, period. You're not going to have both. And I make them stick to it. And you know what's really interesting? As soon as the damn thing is turned off, you've got their full attention. You can actually have a pleasant conversation. But you cannot do it if that thing is on. So why do I say that? Because they have built this with technology in it that actually draws your attention to it so that the beast system can pump you full of their propaganda. And everything, all the fear that's being generated right now proves that the propaganda machine, the image of the beast, meaning image controlled by the beast, is working. And I did see one truther channel talking about the fact, folks, if you want to survive, if you really truly want to lose the fear and be able to think for yourself again, you must disconnect from that goddamn television. And when I say God damn, because I mean it is damned by the living God. All right? Now, some things in technology are good. For instance, we're here tonight sharing over some of this technology. But all things that are created by men can be used for good or bad. regular programming coming across those images of the beast are not for your benefit, folks. You're being conditioned, you're being programmed, you're being brainwashed. And again, anybody pushing this fake pandemic is working for the other side. Anybody pushing a vaccine is working for the other side. Anybody pushing for lockdowns is on the other side. It's just so easy. You know, I praise the Father. He said he would identify the terrors for us, and I wondered how he would do it. He sure as hell is. There is no sitting on the fence today. Now, we've talked about this for many years on this program. That everybody likes to sit on the fence. The old saying, he's a fence setter, meaning he doesn't want to take sides in a fight. He's just going to sit on the fence. All right? And all through the last 21 years that we've been on the air, we've said that fence is getting more narrow and more narrow, getting more difficult to sit on there. Well, a few years ago, we said that fence is almost razor sharp now. It's really difficult. Well, guess what? There is no fence any longer. It's gone. So you people that like to sit on the fence and think somehow you're going to wait and see who wins this thing and take sides, guess what? Our Heavenly Father said you don't get that privilege. You don't get to do that. You have to make up your mind. You're either with me or against me, was what our Messiah said. You're either with the sheep or you're with the goats. There is no middle ground. I hope you understand that, because I think some people are still deluded. Okay? Those days are gone. Sitting on the fence is over. Completely 100% over. You are either in the camp of the saints with the living God, or you are an antichrist. Period. That is it. So all of you atheists, all of you agnostics, all of you statists, all of you communists, all of you lying bastards that'll do whatever the Jew tells you to do for his electronic shekels, you're all in the same camp with the tares. Every single one of you. And it's sad, but there's a lot of them that are of our race, and there's a lot of them even of our faith. Because when the time of testing comes, they're gonna buckle, okay? They're gonna buckle. That's why the Christ told us that it is the overcomers, those who overcome to the end, will be saved. Now, my own personal belief is that my Heavenly Father does not want His children to succumb to this beast system, and I hang on to the verse that says that At the end of this age, it would be as in the days of Noah. Okay? It looked pretty bad in Noah's time. Noah and his family were the only righteous ones left, and they were also the only racially pure ones left in that area. The flood was not worldwide, people. Please, get over that, will you? So in that area, however big it was, a lot of people say it was the Tarim Basin, which it probably was, in China, Western China, the people of that area, which had to be a much greater number than Noah and his family, were evil beyond belief evil, and they mocked Noah and his family as they prepared the ark, much as those of us who are preppers have been mocked by our family and friends for years. Why are you buying all that stuff? Why are you talking any crazy stuff about a new world order, Dan? Everything's peachy here in good old USA. Well, they mocked us, and now it's almost time for the rain. In Noah's time, the rain was the device that our Father used to destroy the wicked. We're told the second time around it'll take the form of a fire. Kind of interesting, rain, water, which is good for the earth, it's pure, it's life-giving, but fire, Fire is just the opposite. Red hot burns things to ash. Doesn't have much mercy in it. Drowning is much preferred than dying in a fire. If you've ever talked to rescue people or people that have lived through some of the trauma of those things, I'm going to tell you, if it's just taking a big gulp of water and it's over compared to burning to death, I'll tell you, you'd be a strange character that didn't choose the gulp of water. Okay? So this time around, it's going to be a lot different than it was the last time around. And I think it's because the evil is even greater than in the days of Noah, because technology has allowed the wicked to do things that were unimaginable in the days of Noah. The wickedness around us is beyond belief. You have no clue, folks. You have no clue. So again, are there good guys trying to do good things out there? Maybe. But it sure is very difficult to see it. Now, I know there's people giving reports, blah, 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 that this is being done, that's being done, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. However, again, if I don't see it, touch it, taste it, verify it myself, then I'm not going to believe it's true. Because I can see what the New World Order Zionist communists are up to. It's in my face every single day I go out there. All of these idiotic lockdowns that don't do a damn thing except promote the communist agenda. The same thing with the wearing of the mask. It shows what? Obedience, subservience. It doesn't protect anybody. It's a sign that you submit to the New World Order. You submit to the beast system. They want to know who their servants are going to be and who are the outliers. Who are the rebels amongst particularly the white race? That's who they're really concerned about. How many white people do we have to worry about that might try to stop us? Because Adam kind are the only people that can stop these people. Now, the other races can join us in the fight, and I believe many of them will. When the sons of Yahweh are manifested and they decide that this is enough, there'll be lots of people, and I've met lots of people not of our race, that will be glad to fight with us. They're just as angry as white people about what's going on. I've met them. Colombians, Venezuelans, Cubans, African blacks. Okay? I've met them. People with a conscience that do not like what they see going on, but they don't possess the leadership of the man of the Adamic race. Because that's what we were put here for. We're natural-born leaders, the true Adamite male. I know not many of us left because they've been emasculated with estrogen in the water and fluoride and all the chemicals, and they've been browbeat since childhood by mothers without fathers in the home. Their mothers run the roost. And now we have women all over the court system and in government and in industry and corporations. And so it's very difficult to be a true testosterone-filled male today. And especially since the Zio communists do everything they can to demean the what they call toxic male of the white race, because we're the threat. You should be able to see that. Okay, all the guns are pointed at the white males that still have male traits. They haven't become cucks. They haven't become little soy boys in this New World Order. That's who they fear. That's who they fear. Now, a lot of people say, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, if there was nothing we could do, then why are they going out with all this propaganda? Why don't they just plain implement it? Okay? They do have fear. Okay? Our side has a lot of fearful people, but their side has some fearful people too. One thing they know is that they're evil. They know they're evil. That if there was a righteous uprising, they would be hunted down and executed on the spot. They know that. Hillary Clinton was caught on a hot mic saying it, and so was George Bush. Okay, both of them admitted to the on the mics that if the people ever find out what we are guilty of, they will hunt us down and hang us. Both of them said that. George Bush Sr. and Hillary Clinton. And it's true. It is true. If justice were to prevail, they would be hanging from lampposts. All of these criminals would be. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to be part of a righteous army that's going to rise up in the end times and do what the book says that we're supposed to do, as in Obadiah 18 and Malachi chapter 4? Or do you want to be wussing out and hiding in your basement along with Joe Biden and the rest of the players and actors out there? You have to decide at some point, folks, because we're coming up to it. We're coming up to the point where you have to make a decision. Okay? Up till now, you could get away with it. You could get away with being in this society and be a limp-wristed, complacent, acquiescing stooge who just kind of blathers through life and not make a commitment. Those days are gone, folks. They're leaving rapidly at this point. I hope you understand that. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to make anybody fearful or self-doubting or any of those things. I'm just simply telling you where we're at. Because it's the same for me. Okay? I don't get a free pass. I have to do the exact same thing. I have to weigh the beautiful children and grandchildren, the things in life that I would like to do, I have to weigh them in the balance of what am I going to do? Because this is what I expect to see. Am I going to allow them to take my humanity and the humanity of everything that I hold dear and all those that I just mentioned that I love? Will I sit back and allow that to happen? Answer is no. And the first thing everybody says is, well, they'll just gun you down. What do you think they're going to do to you after they have marked you? Don't you know anything about what the communists do? A mere 100 years ago, you have not studied at all about what they did to the Russians, the white Russians? You didn't study anything at all about the multiple tens of millions of Chinese that were murdered, North Koreans that were murdered, Vietnamese that were murdered, Cambodians that were murdered, Cubans that were murdered? You haven't studied any of that? See, they want you to think that by acquiescing and giving in to their demands that you're going to have it great because now you can go to Walmart and buy what you want and we're going to give you universal basic income. You know what that is? That's hush money. That's slave money. That's saying basically you're going to give up your right to your own life, you're going to give up your right to your soul, your physical body, and your earthly possessions. You will own nothing in exchange for these digital dollars. Once you do that, you are a slave. You've not only sacrificed your soul in the hereafter, you have given up your rights on this earth. Once you've given it up, you don't have a say at all. See, right now, you can still fight back. Once you've given in, you accept their system, there is no turning back. So this was all just a philosophical discussion for decades up till now. Well, yeah, it might come in our lifetime, Dan, but I'm not really worried about it. I don't think we'll see it. Well, guess what? Guess what? It's here. It's no longer a philosophical discussion. It's reality. You have lived to see the time that the prophets spoke of. You have lived long enough to see the time when he said, when you see the calamity that I speak of happening all at the same time, look up, your redemption is near. So for us believers, we don't know exactly where we're at least I don't. I can tell kind of where we're at on the timeline of things, but we don't know precisely where we're at. Plus, we don't have an accurate calendar any longer either. So very difficult. But we can see the seasons and the times. We know where the New World Order is headed. You can see that as plain as the nose on your face. The question is, what are we going to do about it? So I look at it this way. I put it in Father's hands. Every night in my prayers, I put it in my Father's hands. I will do whatever you want me to do with whatever life I have left. You're the giver of life. You're the taker of life. You decide, both in this world's lifetime and the one to come. I will do whatever you want. If you want me to stand and fight and get gunned down by these bastards, then that's exactly what will happen. I don't have a problem with that. However, if you want me to rise up and go after these people and destroy them, I would gladly do that as well. It's completely up to the Father in my book. And it will be determined by the way things play out. I'm going to do what I'm going to do day in and day out, regardless of what everybody else does. I really don't care. It's why I have not changed my routine since March. My daily routine hasn't changed a bit. And I don't wear a diaper on my face ever. Okay? That's just me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change it. And the same thing about the vaccination and all this other nonsense that they want to do. If it requires me to take the vaccine and swear allegiance to the New World Order, guess what? I'm not going to do it. If Father wants to honor me like he did the prophets of old and protect me and destroy the enemies that try to destroy me, oh, that would be great. I'd love to see that. But at the same time, if he wants me to be a martyr, well, that's my lot in life. I don't really have a choice in the matter. My only choice is how I will conduct myself. Okay? That's the only choice you have, folks. Stop worrying about what the New World Order, Trump, Biden, this is all kabuki theater. You've got to take a look in that mirror at the person staring back at you, and you have to decide for yourself, who am I? Why am I here? And what am I going to do? What am I, as an individual, going to do? Every single one of us has to make that decision, and it's coming like a freight train right at us right now. There's a lot of people reporting that things are going to go helter-skelter around this election, even if there is an election. I'm not so sure they're going to even have one, to be honest with you. But certainly between now and the end of the year, it's going to start. It's going to escalate. They're already making plans in other countries. Like I said, the Canadian, one of the MPs up in Canada, was addressing the chair in a meeting, asking about the camps that are being built. What are they for? And this typical New World Order sleazebag is trying to say it's for, well, you know, if people go to another country or outside Ontario, when they come in, they've got to sequester or quarantine. That's our rule. And the MP looks at him and says, well, the documents and the things that the government's approved for don't even talk about people with an illness. It's talking about everything else. So they're building camps. They admitted that they're building these camps. They call them detention centers or quarantining. Do you see how they hide everything? It is actual genius that they're hiding the Bolshevik Jewish takeover behind a fake medical emergency. And they're getting away with it. It's just mind-boggling. It really is. How many people have been buffaloed with this because of fear? Again, fear. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. That's fear. I like the quote. I can't remember who said it, but everything you've ever wanted, people, is on the other side of fear. You want to get closer to the living God? get on the other side of fear. If you want to feel better about yourself, get on the other side of fear. When fear paralyzes you, now you are in violation of our Father. When fear is the reason you don't do something, you don't speak out, you don't write a letter, you don't file a lawsuit, you don't go to criminal court, you don't go to civil court, you don't help a neighbor, blah, blah, blah. When it's fear driving you, you're in violation of your faith to the Father. Now, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to go out there and do dumb things, but if you are so afraid of being called a name, of being the neighbors being upset, blah, 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 you name it, if you're in fear of that, then fear drives you and not faith. Okay? We here in this forum should know that our Father is still in command of all things. Just remember that. Our Father is in command of all things. Now, can he use the wicked to punish us? Yeah. That's what's happening right now. We're being punished. I hope you understand that. This is punishment. This isn't because the New World Order guys have the better plan or they're smarter than us or anything else. No. Our Father is allowing them to get away with this stuff because it's punishing you and I. It's punishing the people of this country and this world because they've become apostates. They've become evil and wicked people. My dad used to have a saying. He goes, Dan, he goes, the people get the government they deserve. And I thought at the time it was kind of callous. I thought, you know, and then years later I rethought, no, he was pretty accurate. He's pretty accurate. When the people themselves are immoral, of course you get immoral government. When the people themselves are cowardly and complacent, you get misfits for public servants. When the people no longer care about the truth and standing for righteousness, then why in the world would you expect your public servants to care? Because they come out of you. Okay, you lead by example, boys and girls. And when the neighborhood is full of people that don't give a damn, and they themselves are as corrupt as hell, then why would you think your government's all of a sudden going to be saints? Especially today when it's run by these Jews. You think they're going to pick out the righteous to go and get into a position of power? Absolutely not. They're going to pick the worst elements. That's why you have a cacistocracy. Cacistocracy. Henry says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that this COVID is probably the strong delusion that Yahweh said he would send as we approach the end of the age. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Strong delusion. But the strong delusion isn't just that. It's from these screens. I'm telling you, folks. The delusion only works if you're a worshiper of the idol with that little flickering screen in front of you. If you worship that idol, because, you know, it's kind of funny. When you picture reading the stories about the ancient Israelites and the peoples of that time, and it used to say they had their idols, and sometimes they'd go into grove trees and, you know, things like that. But in their homes, they used to put idols. They had a special spot for an idol. You know what's funny? What the hell do you call your entertainment center if it isn't for idol worship? People have made a shrine around their television set. They've set everything in their living room is built around the idea of that idol, so you get a good look at it. You can see it from every angle. It's an idol. It has become the idol of the modern age. And people pray to the idol. They worship the idol the same as they worship those little figures out of clay and wood and stone in ancient times. It's no different. Only this idol actually puts images up for you, and it speaks to you, doesn't it? What did it say about the image control of the beast? Oh, it can make a man appear alive though he were dead. Tell me that's not television. Tell me that's not the movies, the things on the flat screen idol that you have in your living rooms and your bedrooms. Now they're all over the house. When I was a boy, you were lucky to find one television that worked in a house. Now you've got three, four, or five of them. That doesn't even count the computers. That's just flat screen televisions. Now you know why they spent the money and got the technology to the point where it made them so cheap. It wasn't because they wanted to save us money. It's because they wanted to make sure we had plenty of them. Every home should have an idol in it. Every person should have a cell phone, because that will be the tracking device until the vaccine comes along. Once you've been injected, they'll track you with or without the phone. But they want everything driven off the smartphone, and they're doing everything they can to keep the price down so that everybody should have one. Okay, you can see all this happening. Now, at some point, our Father is going to turn this thing upside down. It says in Scripture that the weapons formed against his children will be turned and used against our enemies only double. There will be a double portion of judgment poured out against our enemies. Okay, that's what it says is going to happen. And personally, I believe that. I believe that we will eventually turn this thing around. I believe in the Father of heaven and earth. He is not going to allow them to win. As it says in the Scriptures, that he would have to come sooner, because if he didn't, no flesh would be saved. Well, we're not far from that right now. You've got people wearing these dirty diapers. There's all kinds of dental problems they're coming up with. People are passing out. People are wrecking their cars. I've got family members that wear them at work, and they're getting dizzy and passing out. Okay? So already, acquiescence to the beast is costing you something. Look how many people have lost their family businesses. How many people lost their jobs? Okay? Giving in to the beast. If you put that vaccine in your body, I'm going to tell you something. Whew. You think you've got medical problems now? Wait till that thing gets into your system. So everything is upside down, exactly as our Father said it would be in the heavens and the earth. It's chaotic. It's chaotic. But that also tells us that we're right in line with the end time scriptures. This is not fairy tale stuff, folks. A lot of people are like, oh, that's just in the Bible. That thing's a comic book. Well, again, you don't have to believe in it to see what's coming. You don't have to read the Bible to see what's coming. You could just read manuals and books written by people that have lived through communist takeovers. Okay? This is textbook communist insurgency, 100%. And a lot of Americans, back when I was reading the material from the John Birch Society, and I tried to warn my fellow family members and workers that I worked with and people in the community, they pretty much scoffed at me, like they always do. Oh, Dan, you're just being paranoid. I said, really? Yeah, don't worry about it, Dan. You're just being paranoid. Well, why did they say that? Because if they admitted that I was right, or that the authors of the books I was reading was right, they would have to get involved. They would have to do something. And it's so much easier to just tell somebody like me that you're full of crap than it is to get involved. Well, as I've said, your days of non-involvement are over. Right now, they're over. You must make up your mind as to what you're going to do, because that decision is just in front of you. What are you going to do when they come for you? Because they're planning on it. They're planning on it. They're doing it through public pressure and cancel, what do they call that? The cancel culture. They're using intimidation. They're trying to get police officers to enforce this garbage. Okay, soon it'll probably be military presence, okay? But you have to decide what you're going to do. And again, if there are white hats that are going to do something, well, okay, all this preparation didn't hurt you, did it? Because you need to do some soul searching anyway. A lot of people do. And personally, I don't see why people would pull our butts out of the fire just yet, because so many people have not learned their lesson. They haven't really made that many changes in their life. And that's what usually punishment's for. Do you know that, folks? Our Heavenly Father uses fire first on us. Isn't that what Scripture says? I will cleanse my house before I take care of these antichrists. Yeah. He's got to do a cleansing of our side. Get rid of all the dross amongst us before he's got his Gideon army. It will be a Gideon army that takes on this draconian dystopia that's being created in front of our faces. It won't be a bunch of slackers and cowards and misfits. So between what the Scripture says, common sense says, and a lot of these truther channels, you can see it's happening. And again, for those of us alive today, you're going to see this. This is not decades down the road. We're only talking, I don't see it being more than a couple years, at most, if not sooner, because it seems to be happening more rapidly. So again, you can ignore it. You can go back into your easy chair, because I'm sure, at least for the moment, you still have electricity and water. You still have enough to eat, which that could become a problem here very soon. You can still watch your programming. You can still delude yourself into thinking that everything will be okay, that you actually have a government that gives a damn about you, which is a joke. If you think either one of these administrations gives a damn about the average person, you're crazy. They've proven that over and over again. Why else would you hide in subterfuge and in the dark? The children of light don't do things in the dark. At least that's how I read it. And I'm not going to trust anybody that does things in the dark. That's just who I am. So again, I hope and pray that there's good things happening out there. I'll worship the Father and praise his name regardless. And I'll be happy as a lark if I can see good people taking a stand finally to stop this idiocy that's going on. But I'm also a pragmatist, and I'm an old Boy Scout. I'm going to prepare for the worst. Until that day comes, I'm going to prepare for the worst. We've talked on this program many times about preparation. Getting back to basics, folks, I hope you're becoming more of a minimalist in your households. Get rid of that junk that you've been hanging on to, and a lot of that superficial garbage that just clutters up space and everything else. And you need to focus on the things of necessity. I'm talking about survival necessity. You want to make sure you have your food supplies, your tools. If you have to have some kind of medicine, you better have at least 3 months. Of all these things, you got to have at least 3 months. Military people tell me 6 months is much better. And it really doesn't take that much, folks. It really doesn't. You're talking about just survival. We're not talking about eating luxurious meals every night. You just want to stay alive. Go read the stories of what was done to the people of the Ukraine 100 years ago by these Bolsheviks. Go read the story of what they lived through. And I'm going to tell you something. They were much hardier people than we are today, and what it did to them. And if you don't want that to happen to you, you better start paying attention to what you're being told. It's better to have it and not need it than it is to need it and not have it. That goes for weapons, ammunition, food, water, shelter, clothing, supplies, medicines, bandages. have a stockpile put together so that you can stay hunkered down for 3 to 6 months. Minimum. Minimum. And also know who the hell you can trust around you. Not just people that play the game, but when push comes to shove, who's going to be in the foxhole with you? I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be a large number of people. Most people have no courage, no backbone today at all. Most people have none. So you need to find the few Gideon-type warriors that are out there. And you'd be surprised what a few Gideon-type people can do. Because the enemy doesn't have the best of troops either. They're just mercenaries. Okay? These little wussies out here going along with this nonsense, they're just mercenaries. They don't have a soul. They don't have a backbone. Just for a paycheck. That's all it costs. People say, well, how much is a soul worth? A man's soul. Well, that's pretty easy. A paycheck. For most people, it's simply a paycheck. That's all it is. It's all it takes. Threaten the paycheck and they'll do whatever you ask them to do. Pretty pathetic, isn't it? Now, again, all of it looks very, very grim from the point of view of a Bolshevik insurgency. But for true believers, we also are told that our redemption is on its way. Now, let's say there is no such thing as a God. Let's say there's no such thing as a Messiah. Okay? What you need to do, what you need to think, how you need to prepare, doesn't change one bit, does it? I mean, really, think about it. It's the old adage. Pray as if everything is up to the Father. And then act as if everything's up to you. Be like King David when he was going to face Goliath. Can you imagine that? Just picture yourself standing in that creek bed and you're about ready to take in mortal combat this huge warrior who stands probably at least 4 to 5 feet taller than David was. Muscles everywhere. A sword so heavy that the average man couldn't pick it up. Huge warrior. And here's David. He's getting ready to fight this guy to the death. One of them's going to die. And what did he do? He prayed that he would be an instrument of our Father against this beast who was mocking the living God. And as he prayed, he's searching the riverbed for stones because he was a master at the sling. So he picked up 5 stones, I believe is what it was, and put them in his pouch. To get the point, he was praying as if his life was in the hands of the Father and asking him for guidance that he could be a good soldier and take out this monster. So praying, but at the same time doing as if it all depended on him. He picked up the rocks. He took one and he put it in his sling. And Goliath was all ready to tear him to shreds and to murder him. And David put a rock right between his eyes, one of the very few places on his body he did not have armor. He was that good. He put it right between his eyes, and old Goliath went right to the ground. This is what the enemy fears. Yes, they're full of bravado. They've got the media pumping out the propaganda 24 hours a day. They've got you thinking everybody's on board with this thing. But they're afraid. They're afraid. What if there's a remnant out there that behaves like David? What are we going to do? What if there's a remnant out there with courage and determination, and they're prayer warriors listening to the Holy Spirit of their Father? What are we going to do? We can't jam that. We can't intercept that. We can't brainwash them because they turned their television sets off. They're praying to the Father. They're listening to the Holy Spirit. They're preparing to be warriors in combat. What are we going to do? Especially if it encourages others to become like them. Just as King David, when he took Goliath out, that spurred the Israelites that were standing by to go after the rest of the Philistines, correct? You see, they're just as afraid, folks. They've studied the Word. They know there is a living God. They know there is a thing called justice in this world. And they also know that righteous men, when they decide to stop being wussies and stop putting knives in each other's back and come back together as a family of one mindset, one accord, which is the salvation of their race, blood and soil, as they used to say. When the white man decides to do that, there's no force on earth that can stop him. None. Technology can't give him an edge in that regard either. None. The technology is to impress you, folks. A lot of the technology they claim to have does not exist. It's all make-believe. Did you know that? That's why they put it on the flat screens, to propagandize you. They don't actually have it. It's all kabuki theater. It's all to intimidate you. It's to get you to acquiesce and willingly submit to the New World Order, to this Zionist communist insurgency, so that you won't fight, because if you fight, they lose. Think about it. Think about it. All right, I got a few minutes here. If anybody wants to call in with a either comment, question, or something to report, now's the time to do it. If not, we'll probably go ahead and close down for tonight. And again, a lot of things going on. Stay in touch as much as you can, as long as we can. I have a very special guest. I'm hoping that she'll be able to be with us by Sunday. If not this Sunday, then by a week from today on Wednesday night. She is very much looking forward to talking with everybody here. And she has quite a story to tell. When you find out who the person is, you'll be amazed, because most of you here know the name. And I'm really looking forward to that. So again, the word is getting out there. Our people are starting to get the message, much as Malachi chapter 4 has talked about and we've talked about here. It's time to come back together as a family. You know, the enemy has done everything they can to separate us, get us to fight with each other. The answer, of course, is the corollary of that, is to ignore the enemy and to reach out to one another, put our differences aside, and come back together as a family, okay? We don't have to agree on every point of theology to be family. We don't. Blood and soil. It boils down to that. Blood and soil. We were made in the image of the Almighty. We were put here to administer His law. And we failed to do that. The world is in the travail it's in because you and I, ladies and gentlemen, are not doing our job. We were put here to do that. And we have failed. We've allowed interlopers, fakes, and frauds to usurp power and to undermine our white Christian civilization. And a lot of it's in the laps of these so-called preachers and pastors out there that are nothing more than lapdogs for the New World Order. They're worthless. And in fact, they're worse than worthless, because people go sit in those whitewashed tombs called churches thinking they're hearing the Word of God, when in fact all they're being do is preached to sleep. They're being put to sleep with more sermons that actually quantify more as propaganda than an actual sermon of the words of our Heavenly Father through Messiah. It's unbelievable. But the good news is a lot of people are figuring that one out too, because church attendance in mainstream brick and mortar churches is going down. They're finally figuring out not only are governments lying, medical people lying, lawyers lying, courts are lying, learning institutions are lying, but so is the church world. In fact, if you ever want to look up something quite interesting, look up the word religion and where it comes from. Okay? Religion. It's a mechanism for controlling you. Look within your hearts. Father said he put the law on our hearts. It's within us. It's within us. We know deep down, if you take a moment and think about things and just let the Spirit testify to you, deep down, you know what's right and what's wrong. You do. It's the courage to do it that some of us lack. So we just need to reach out and help each other. And sometimes it's the coming together of the brotherhood that gives us the courage. Because sometimes it just need a little help. A little help. A little push. A little pat on the back or a little attaboy. It's amazing what a kind word can do, especially when it's timed right. Bad words or condemning words can do great damage, but kind words can lift people up, can change their whole attitude. And believe it or not, there is strength and healing in kind words. That's why the scripture says that words are like arrows. Just like an arrow. Once it leaves your mouth, once that word leaves your mouth, it's like the arrow leaving the bow. You can't bring it back. It will find its mark. That's why it said be very careful. That arrow can find its mark and do great damage to the person, or it might be to shoot a bear or a lion or something coming after a friend and stop that bad thing from happening. It's all in the purpose behind the person with the bow and arrow. But that's what words are. They can do great damage or great good. So remember that. Let that little timer go off in your head. Every time you're getting ready to say something, run what you're going to say through a filter. If you don't know how to do that, practice it, and it'll become habit. I know because my father taught me how to do it when I was a boy. Run the words through your mind. If you're going to talk to your wife, you're going to talk to your husband, you're going to talk to your children, you're going to talk to your neighbor, you're going to talk to the policeman, run through your mind very quickly what you're about to say and make sure it fits the criteria. Is it truthful? Is it helpful? Will it get me in trouble? Will he misunderstand what I'm saying? Should I even say this? Those kind of questions should be there every single time. And believe it or not, after you do it for a little while, it becomes second nature. You don't even think about it. It's just basically pausing. Thank you, Henry. It's just pausing, okay? Take a breath. It's like when I watch people eat, because I'm a natural health person, people sometimes eat like dogs. They just sit there and they just shove it in their mouth. They take a few chomps on it, and next it goes down their gut. They don't chew properly because they're in a hurry. Same thing with speaking. Some people just speak without that filter, and they say things in a hurry, and it's just chaotic. Okay? Chew that food. Chew it. Take your time. Chew it. Chew it till it becomes a liquid in your mouth. That is the proper way. If you really want your gut health to be good and to get the full benefit of the food you're eating, chew it. Slowly, take your time, slow down, folks. Same thing with your words. There's nothing wrong with pausing. You don't have to respond instantaneously. Take a few moments to think. Think. Okay? Bubby 1483 says, the glutton digs his own grave with a spoon. Well, that's right, and the Bible condemns gluttony for that reason. Ralph says, I've had a tongue that acted out of turn many times. We all have, and that's that's one of the great lessons in life is, man. Curtis says here, the Holy Spirit has been directed. I had good advice. Very good. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Everybody's busy. I know we do send out an awful lot of material trying to educate you. I've got a long list of books. I've just found another 25 books that I'm going to add to the page on recommended reading. I know this late in the game, it's going to be very, very tough. And we talked about that years ago, too, that the people, the elect for the end of the age were the people that woke up 20, 30, 40 years ago. And it was our job to learn as much as we could about what's going on in this world, scripturally and in the secular world. Because we knew way back then that at the last minute, many Israelites, many Aryan Israelites will wake up. And they're not going to have time to go get the thousands of books that we've read or listen to the thousands of hours of lectures and interviews and all that. They're not going to have time for that. So they're going to have very good discernment on who they should trust. But the point of it is they're going to have to trust you and me. Because we have taken the time to do the studying. We have purified our hearts with our Father. We have become His Gideon warriors for the end times. And so it's going to put a lot of pressure on you, especially you men, but some of you women too, but particularly you men. You listeners are the Gideons of what's about ready to take place on this earth. You are the sub-commanders in His army that they're going to look for truth, information, guidance, encouragement, and direction. They're going to be looking for you guys. And we have to be up for the job. This is a serious time. And again, I'm not looking at this in a defeatist way. I'm looking at this from a pragmatic way that this is a war. Make no mistake about it. This is for all the marbles. And you're part of an army that our Father is putting together. That Gideon army for the latter days. That Ezekiel 37 army rising up out of those dead and dry bones. You're part of it. Take it seriously, will you? Get right with yourself. Get right with the Father. Spend some time in prayer. The days of studying are almost over. We don't have a lot more time left. So call upon your knowledge that you've already obtained, but get sober, guys, because it's here. It's here. It's not future tense any longer. You're in the early stages of it right now. So now's the time to call upon our Father and get right with Him as individuals and be the leaders that He wants us to be. Our people are depending on it. The people we love and care about are depending on it. I've already had it happen to me within my family. Praise be to the living God, Yahweh, our Father. Praise be to Him. Some of my closest friends and family have actually done that recently. So I know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to tell you something. You want to feel a little piece of heaven on earth? If you want to feel like super clean and good, then be that rock that the people you care about lean on and come to in their time of stress. which is happening right now. They're fearful because they don't know what you know. And I'm going to tell you, it is so rewarding to have knowledge and to give comfort and encouragement to people when they come to you seeking that. So gird up, boys and girls. This is the fight of the centuries. This is the fight of the millennia that have gone on before. This is it. The end of this earth age and the great battle between good and evil. You're on the right team. So gird up for the fight, guys. Gird up for the fight. Just check to see if we got no questions. So, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our friends and family and fellow brethren around the earth. We thank you that the connection was made so that we could get back on the air. And we also thank you, Father, that I was able to get over my short illness. We thank you for our brothers and sisters that come here live and for those that listen later on. We know these messages are getting out there because it is returning to our ears via other platforms. So people are listening. They don't think we're as crazy as they once did. You told us that the Bible is foolishness to the unsaved and to the unbeliever. And so we who teach the teachings of the Bible to folks, it's the same response. They think it's foolishness. But the number of people that truly want you, Father, want to turn away from their wicked ways, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, it's growing. I personally believe Father Ezekiel 37 has told us what's going to happen in the very near future, and I think the enemy knows that as well. They know their time is running out, and their anger and their desire to take over is growing rapidly. But we hold out our hope in you, Father Yahweh. We pray that you're watching over this situation, that you watch over our families and ourselves. Give us a stiff backbone. Give us clear vision through to discern truth in these oceans of lies and misinformation. Help us to be that rock of support for the good folks out there. And put your angels, put a hedge of angels around our warriors that are out there trying to do good things today. Be with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's name. Hallelujah.